Does anyone wonder how people can believe things like this?
Dr. Jill becomes the Surgeon General. His wife.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's wife, because he would never do it, but she's a hell of a doctor.
She's not a doctor. Does anyone wonder about that? Yeah, let's expound on that in the 5-minute focus for July 28, 2022.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-minute focus is like being transported in time. Well, to the next day of the next 2 hours or so of podcasting. It's also an opportunity for you to stab the share button on your phone. That's what we used to say back in the tech days. Stab the button and share it with friends. In hour one, how is it that people can look at this or listen to this and believe that this is anything other than a silly, stupid sketch?
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
How is it that anyone can look at that and not see it as theater? How is it that anyone could utter something like this and still have a TV show?
Dr. Jill becomes a Surgeon General. His wife.
Yeah,
Joe Biden's wife. Because she's a hell of a doc.
I guess Dr. Jill Biden did Hoopy's kidney replacement. Or was it her heart surgery? I don't recall. It was probably neither, since Jill Biden has a doctorate in education. She's not a doctor. How is it that people can believe such things? In a great conversation, in fact, a series of conversations, an author of a book, it's an important book, about tyranny, the psychology of totalitarianism, Matthias Desmet explains how people can come to believe such things.
Mass formation is a specific kind of group formation which has very specific effects at the level of individual mental functioning. For instance, if people are in the grip of a process of mass formation, they tend to become radically blind for everything that goes against the narrative the group believes in.
And aren't we seeing that? But where does this lead? Well, we've been talking about it for almost a decade. He's been writing about it.
And the third crucial phenomenological characteristic of mass formation is that people who are in the grip of it typically become radically intolerant for dissonant voices. And in the end, this goes quite far. In the end, people who are in the grip of mass formation typically start to commit cruelties and atrocities towards the people that do not go along with the masses.
Such as take the jab or die. That's happening. Oh, you need a kidney replaced? You actually do, by an actual doctor? Nah. Not unless you take this injection. So that cruelty is happening. But is there a way that we can help the hypnotized out of this? And incidentally, why have so many people become hypnotized lately?
And that is exactly, it is exactly this state of individuals in a lonely mass, what makes them extremely susceptible and extremely vulnerable for all kinds of propaganda.
In hour two, if I were to run for Congress, and I'm not going to run for Congress, even though I've been asked to run for Congress multiple times, I still get asked. I'm not going to. If I were to do that, I know exactly the platform I would use.
Many of you have reported on. As Secretary Yellen said on Sunday, two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of recession. It's not the definition that economists have traditionally relied on. There is an organization.
I would tell the truth. In my campaign platform, I would speak the truth that this nation has turned its back on God and it's a bankrupt nation.
And Mr. President, we're getting GDP numbers on Thursday. How worried should Americans be that we could be in a recession?
We're not going to be in a recession.
I would,
in my view,
I would tell the truth that the financial people, the bosses who run our financial system, they've enshrined theft as policy.
To the person who is about to grab their car keys and go to the ATM and take out $3,000, you say what?
You don't need to. Your ATM is safe. Your banks are safe. There's enough cash in the financial system. And there is an infinite amount of cash at the Federal Reserve. We will do
an infinite amount of cash. There's an infinite amount of exactly one thing, God's grace. There's not an infinite amount of cash, and I would speak the truth. If I ran for Congress, I would promise to name the names of the ungodly people who are raiding the American Treasury and who intend to see America destroyed.
But we have to live in a year where even though the bill's for 10 years, they measure it for 20 years. And the imprimatur said $1 trillion over 20 years is saved. So when we're having this discussion, it's important to dispel some of those who say, well, it's the government spending. No, it isn't. The government spending is doing the exact reverse, reducing the national debt. It is not inflationary.
Yes, that's right. Spending money while you're in debt, spending more than you make, doesn't increase your debt. Hour two, maybe an outline for someone who's actually temperamentally inclined to run for Congress. And someone who's actually called to do that, because that is not my calling. That's the 5-minute focus. Do appreciate it if you share it with friends. As always, let's spend our time being right with God by living like followers of Jesus.